No hostages were to be taken, and the implication here is no spoils either. Now, the question immediately arises, why would a God of infinite love and mercy and grace mete out such a severe judgment on a pagan tribe? Let me see if I can't answer that question for you. The Amalekites were an ancient tribe. They were nomadic, that is, they traveled around, and they occupied southern Canaan. They were descendants of Esau, and thus they were out of the line of promise, Genesis 36:12 indicates. They were the perennial enemies of the Jews once the Jews came into the land of Canaan. In fact, you remember when the Jews approached the land of Canaan initially, they were afraid to go into the land. You remember them at Kadesh Barnea, and they were very hesitant. They did not want to go into the land. They were fearful because of the frightening ferocity of the Amalekites. In fact, it was there that they balked and disobeyed God, and because they were so intimidated by this fierce, evil, vicious tribe. They were the same tribe who had, as is alluded to here, attacked Israel at Rephidim. In fact, this was shortly after the Exodus, as it notes, and this was the famous battle recorded in Exodus 17 when Aaron and Hur had to hold up, you remember, the arms of Moses so that victory could come. And they had engaged in the war against the Israelites in a very cowardly way. What they did, as we'll read about later, is that they attacked the rear of this mass of humanity that were moving out of Egypt from the Exodus into the Promised Land. They attacked them from the rear. That is, the stragglers. And who would that be? Old people, little children, pregnant women, crippled people, the sick, anybody weak, weary, faint. It was a coward's way from the rear. And so they had ambushed Israel, massacring all of the stragglers and working their way up until finally the battle was engaged. And that is indicated to us, by the way, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, as I'll read in just a moment. It was an expression of their viciousness, their wickedness, their hatred of God, their hatred of those things which were holy, their savage attitude toward others. And God delivered Israel that day. You remember that story and the holding up of the arms of Moses. The Amalekites fled into hiding, and at the conclusion of the battle, in Exodus 17 and verse 14, God swore to Moses this, I will